This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Some Colorado credit unions are offering financial support for federal employees during the government shutdown. CPR's Haley May.
Westera Credit Union in Denver has approved more than $100,000 in short-term relief loans for federal workers so far. Vice President of Marketing Nicole Andrushko says the loans are meant to help bridge a gap while paychecks are on hold.
This is what credit unions, and particularly Westera, was built for. So it's truly giving back, where they don't have to worry about making ends meet.
The no-interest loans must be repaid within 6 months. One Westera member says the support helped their family put food on the table and sparked deeper conversations about money management. Haley May, CPR News.
Two high-profile Democrats are urging Denver residents to vote in favor of a ballot measure keeping a ban on flavored tobacco sales. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Senator Michael Bennet and Attorney General Phil Weiser, both candidates for governor, joined a Yes on 310 rally Saturday. Bennet says, as former superintendent of Denver Public Schools, he saw firsthand the dangers kids face from flavored tobacco products.
Once a kid gets to high school and they're addicted to nicotine, then their entire life could be bound up with that substance. So that's why I'm here.
Backers of the no side say the fight is about adult choice. Mail-in ballots went out earlier this month. Election day is November 4th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Grand Junction will see a freeze overnight with temps around 32 degrees. Meanwhile, it's a blustery afternoon with wind gusts in the teens. This is CPR News.